Yes,
Okay,
I can hear you.
Judon is coming on in 1 minute. So, is Bill Crozier on the call? I don't hear Bill. Anissa Faruqi? I don't hear Anissa. Lyndon? I don't hear Lyndon. Okay. Tom Harper?
I'm here.
All right. Wally James? I don't hear Wally. Mike Lewis?
I'm here.
Thank you. Good show.
You're welcome.
Robin Lewis, are you on the call? Not yet. Carol McGregor, are you on? No, I'm not hearing Carol. Darrell Robbins? Not hearing Darrell. Okay. Let's be 1 minute.
This is Lyndon. I just got off.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to you.
Hello, Lyndon.
Hello. Bill said he sent just an email. He said he was trying to get on, but there was no sound.
Well, I'm hoping that he'll just try again, because we're here.
I'll
send him a text
to
tell him to try again. All right. Nancy Sabarnaratomi?
Present.
Great. Wendy Schrell? Not hearing. Deb Shafto? Not hearing. Jim Sheridan? Not hearing him. Venetia Williams? Not hearing her.
I just said here, Teresa.
Hi, welcome. That's Venetia. Remember to take your phone off speakerphone. Okay, because that creates an echo. All right. I sent out the agenda, and I also sent out copies of the two sets of minutes from the last meetings. Does anybody want me to read the agenda? I guess not.
Question?
You have someone, Tom, you have a question?
Do we have a quorum?
Well, bear with me 1 minute here. Well, because we are a working group, we are going to hold this meeting no matter what.
Okay, well then go ahead and read the agenda. Yeah.
That's a good, legitimate question. Okay. But, in fact, I just talked to Carol yesterday, so I'm sending her a text as a reminder because I don't know. I told her to set her clock.
This is Darrell.
Hi, Darrell. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for texting me because I didn't realize the time had passed.
Time flies. Okay. Is there anyone that's – oh, and I didn't call – Bruce Grief is on the call. Bruce is from New York. Bruce, you want to maybe introduce yourself just a little bit? Bruce, are you on the phone? Please unmute yourself. Well, I'm not hearing him, but I think he was on the call, right?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he'll be back. Okay, so I'll say, and Darrell, let me put her down. Okay, got it. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is to approve the agenda. Is there any objection to the approving the minutes? I'm sorry, approving the agenda. Approving the agenda. Okay. Hearing none, I'll say approve without objection. Okay. And the next item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from May 12th. I did send them out several times. One was, oh my goodness. May 12th, the first time it was on May 28th, and then I sent it out a few days ago, I think. Okay, is there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved without objection. There are several things that people offered to do in those minutes, and as soon as Judon comes on, we'll maybe go through those and go over the what people call review, they call action items. And you'll note that if there are minutes and you have a couple asterisks by your name, that's because you offered to do something. For example, I offered to call all of the musicians, send thank you notes, and I've gotten permission from Robin to do that, but I needed to call, my next thing is to call Susan Darrow, because we talked about that fundraiser, and that was a pretty good fundraiser. We raised at least $7,500 from that. So, and Susan is really to be commended. If you have her email, take the opportunity to thank her. People should also pledge to her, because that was just a really wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is a report from IGM, but because he is not here right now, we will wait until he comes on. Tom, do you have Judon's phone number?
Yes, I do.
Do you mind trying to call him and remind him again, maybe go over the number? Because I gave it to him, but... I don't know whether he lost it or didn't write it down because he was maybe in a rush. Okay.
Yes.
Next item.
Give me a minute. I'll try to get a hold of you.
Okay. All right. The next item is, yes. That Nancy?
Teresa, can you consider to text Robin or Wendy? They're kind of important.
Well, I did speak with Robin, and she said that she would be coming on in 15 minutes.
Okay, good. How about Wendy?
Everybody on this committee has been emailed, and I did text her. So, Carol McGregor says she sent me a message yesterday. She can't come on the call. She had plans with her daughter. So Carol will not be on the call. Okay.
This is Nancy.
Yes.
I really like it if we would post these things, because we are supposed to post meetings. And the thing I like about it is the reminders. The automatic reminders go out like, oh, I forgot, a week in advance, and then the day before and the day of. And some of these people... we've gotten spoiled to those reminders. Now suddenly we don't have it. So to solve the problem of your...
Well, the reminders are going out.
No, from the no reply reminder from the...
I received it.
You did?
Yeah.
And all these other people are on there?
Yes, all of these people... are listed as members of this committee. I have received return email from Jim Sheridan, and I know that I had his email both as Gmail and as Yahoo, I've had bounce backs, and I don't know whether it's been changed or not. But everybody, Darrell, did you not receive an email reminder?
I did. Receive
okay.
it.
Okay. And
so
I know that Bruce Grief is on this call because he went to KPFTX and it said, if you want to join this call, and I gave my home phone number and he called me up 2 days ago mm-hmm. and asked if he could join the call, so I gave him my number to call in. So I gave him the number to call in, the conference call. So
so we're just missing three people, Wendy, Deb, and Bill. That's all then, right?
Excuse me, Teresa?
Yes?
Judon is online.
Okay, great. Can you hear us, Judon?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Super. And Bill is coming on. So, and I don't know what's happening with Anissa. So here we are working through the agenda. We have approved the minutes from May 12th. And the next item on the agenda is a report from the IGM. I'm going to read the agenda so we know where we are. We've done the call to order and the roll call. We've approved the agenda. We've approved the minutes. Next item is a report from the general manager. Item 5 is discussion of outreach issues, including social media, the website, the email blast, and any other special efforts to reach our listeners. Item number 6 is fundraising, and the items under that are pledge drive report, vehicle donations report, special email blast, challenge from our LSB members, social media campaign, the gala, and anything else, including chain letter or whatever we might choose to raise money. Item number 7 is new business. Item number 8 is set new meeting. And item number 9 is adjourn. Okay? So, Judon, do you want to give a report and maybe a brief report, and then we'll open it up if people have any questions or if you have any challenges or requests of us?
Sure. First of all, it's good to hear from you. I don't know whether all of you know that I've been very, very ill. I spent about almost 10 days in the hospital. I had a number of seizures, but I'm doing much better now. I'm about 90% recovered, so we are back at work and doing well. In terms of, I guess the three main things on my agenda. One is fundraising. The other is programming. And the other... So I guess it's membership. Primary challenge we have, as we've always known, is raising money. We did pretty good on our fund drive that we had this spring. We have, and I don't have the exact numbers. By the way, I should mention that Markeisha lost her mother yesterday or the day before, so she's not going to be on the call. And, of course, she's dealing with the, her grandmother passed. And she was very close to her grandmother, basically her surrogate mother. So she's not in the office. But we did talk, and we raised, and I'm going to give you an estimate now. We'll get the exact numbers to you, $80,000 to $90,000 in our spring fund drive.
You're talking about the one that ended last Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, in terms of commitments. That's about $10,000 to $15,000 more than we raised in our fall drive. Now, all that money is not in-house yet, but that's what was pledged.
$80,000 was pledged.
$80,000 to $90,000. $80,000 to $90,000.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we did very, very... well, in my opinion, with that, particularly considering that, you know, we're not in the office, we're dealing with the staff, we're dealing with all the other issues that we're dealing with. So that's where we are in terms of the pledge. We don't have any vehicles donated as of this time. When we had our staff meeting last, in terms of a email solicitation, the feeling was that we've done that before. The recommendation from the staff, and actually the consensus, is that we do a limited email blast, not to everybody, but to the 20 major donors who in the past have donated, you know, 1,000+ or more to us. And so that is being prepared. We've identified the persons, the targeted person that we're going to send that solicitation letter / email to. The gala.
So are you saying that 20 major donors who gave more than 1,000 will receive a solicitation letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the consensus of the staff, as opposed to sending out, you know, I think we have 800 or 900 people on our email list, as opposed to sending it to all of them, send it to those targeted 20 that the staff believes are most likely are able to give and most likely to respond. And the thing behind that is you don't want to ask a small universe of people some money every month, that we need to space it out over time. And so that's the thinking rationale behind the strategy on fundraising.
So we're sending like a personalized letter that you personally sign?
Yes.
Are we following it up with a call?
Yes.
And when is this letter, when is the letter going to go out?
Oh, my God!
Who's that?
What in the world was that?
Who said that? Hello? 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 Well, maybe something happened on the other line that had nothing. Maybe that comment had nothing to do with what you were saying. Go ahead, Judon.
Yeah, so that's the work of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that, in other words, you asked when that was going to go out. That should go out within the week, in the next 7 days, if not sooner.
Okay.
In terms of gala, it's tentatively planning to do the gala, which is scheduled for December. However, I have recommended that we think of another alternative strategy, because I don't, my information I'm getting is that this COVID virus issue is not going to be resolved by that time. So that we need to think of an alternative strategy and plan if, you know, we're on lockdown like we are now. And so we've begun developing an alternative, and that it essentially is a virtual gala, so to speak, which is to kind of help the committee visualize what that is that we would not convene in person, but online, and it would not just be a solicitation. We'd have some entertainment, maybe some poetry reading, some other kind of entertainment or program, stuff that would be developed, but it would be a convening of our larger collective and a solicitation as well. And we just started that discussion this week, so we'll have some more ideas and flesh that out some more in our next call. But the thinking is, and again, just so that everybody understands, is that we're still going to likely have these same challenges that we have now in terms of convening people, getting in the building, so forth and so on. So we thought we should do that. I don't have anything to report on the challenge. It's challenge from our LSB members. We've not had a lot of success raising money from the LSB. There's a few folk that have pledged or have committed or donated in the past. So we're focusing our energy on folks that have donated so we can get it in. I don't have anything to report regarding a social media campaign or chain letter. So I think that's basically what I have to report. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer those.
Okay. I did have one question, and then we can open it up for others. I was told that that someone left with the Twitter, one of our employees left with the Twitter code or password, and so we currently have no Twitter account. Can we see if we can get, can you put someone in charge of starting up the Twitter account? Because I was on a call, I don't know whether it was finance, but they were people were speaking about how our success these days would be judged by our, what's the term, our coverage in social media and our website and such, and I'm concerned that we have no Twitter account and nobody seems to be in charge of it, and that's one way of getting information out.
So can you send me an email, Teresa, mentioning just what you just said? It doesn't have to be long. The Twitter account, and add to that any questions on social media, and I will forward that to Bobby Modad, who is our IT person, and ask him to review that and set it back up. I have not access the Twitter account at all, so I don't really know anything about it. But I'm happy to forward that on, see if we can't get that activated.
How can you possibly send us an email when you get that when he gets that started? Or can you let us know? If you let me know, I will notify the development committee.
Yes,
that there's somebody working on it, because
what I'm saying is, if you send me an email requesting the Twitter account set up and any other, because you mentioned in your agenda a few other ITI issues, I will forward that to our IT person, and I will send a response to everybody on the LSB. So everybody will have the same information.
Okay, we'll report to LSB on success of that. Okay, and does anybody else have any questions for Judon?
I do, but
all right, is that Darrell?
Yes, and I believe somebody else was saying they had a question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Darrell. I'll wait.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead, Darrell, and then we'll go to Tom.
I want to say that as a board member, my plan to reach out to people to help with the fund drive, I had some issues, honestly. My main person that was going to help me, her mom was in hospice, and it wasn't a good time to talk to her, and I got to wait for better timing. The other thing is that I thought I was going to get a second stimulus check, and I didn't get one. So I want to do something now, and I am not exactly sure how you put a fundraiser on Facebook, but if somebody will just follow up with me after, maybe this evening or in the next few nights. I would like to put up a little fundraiser on Facebook. I just am not exactly sure how that works.
Well, you know, Wendy Schrell did something for her birthday. They have something on Facebook where if it's your birthday, people, in honor of your birthday, people give money to your charity, and there's a link there.
Yeah.
We could maybe talk to Wendy and see if there's something we could set up similar that would be something like, you know, I'll give 10% of my stimulus check, if you will, and see how much money we could raise.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tie it to the stimulus check now, but
I'm
still going to do it.
Well, you know, incidentally, the stimulus check, unless you get your IRS check directly deposited into your bank account, a lot of people are getting their stimulus check in a very plain envelope, and it looks like a solicitation for a credit card. And it has a little plastic card in it that it is it's like a debit card. I know of two people who have thrown them away. So you might want to check on that, because
I'm trying to say that I was waiting on my second stimulus check because that corresponded to the fund drive.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so anyway, I'm going to follow up with Wendy and see if she can help me understand, and then I'll report back to you.
Well, I would be happy to participate in that in some way.
Okay.
That would be a lot of fun, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one other kind of a suggestion for the LSB, maybe.
I tell you what, you know what, we're in the middle of the IGM report, although I do want to get to these. We're in item 4 right now, and item 6 is fundraising.
Okay.
So let's put this under fundraising, and then everybody will be sharing ideas then. I'm going to cut this and put this under.
Nancy, I'm stuck.
Bear with me 1 minute here. I'm going to put that under challenge from our LSB members.
Thank you.
Okay. And I will, I think maybe we should put that under, we should have a category called F, which would be other. F. No, it would be other. So it would be G. I'll put your name there also.
All right.
Ralph. Awaiting for your next idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I believe it was Tom, and then it was Nancy. So we are on the report from the IGM. So do we have any other questions for the IGM?
Oh, Judah.
Yes.
Judah. You remember the conversation we had about the station?
Conversation about what?
The station, and we're getting back into the station.
Okay, just tell me what it is you want to discuss.
Okay. All right, Teresa, did I go ahead and explain to him what we were doing,
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I have called various radio stations, Fox Media 106.9, 93.2, and KTSU. And I got one or two responses that they are following the CDC guidelines. They're wearing masks, they're sterilizing their hands, sanitizer, and everything else. Now, I know your concerns about the COVID-19 and also the mold. What date do you actually anticipate that we can get back into the station?
Okay. We don't have a date. I discussed this with the staff, and it's a unanimous consensus that no one should be in the station at least until we address the mold issue, because it's a health issue. It may be even a liability issue in terms of somebody getting sick. The COVID virus issue, it might be satisfactory if people wore masks and wore gloves and would adhere to that. The concern that some people on the staff have suggested is, while we might say to people, don't come into the station without a mask and without gloves, even if we were to provide them, they don't have confidence that everybody that is a volunteer or an associate of KPFT would adhere to that. I don't have any position on that at all. That's just been there. That's just their assessment based upon past experience. With respect to the mold issue, which is the primary concern, Bobby Modad has indicated that he's willing to try to address that, so it's not a financial issue. It's basically trying to see, can we get some volunteers and some material to go in and address that? And that's being worked on. We don't have a projected date yet. But we're trying to address the mold issue first and then see where we are with regard to the issue with regard to the virus, the COVID virus.
Okay. Thank you, Judah. Go
okay.
ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
I think Nancy was...
Teresa, are you muted? I think we lost
Yes,
Teresa.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, you're there. Okay. Judon, this is Nancy. I'd like to know if you have a recent date of the number of memberships that we have, a recent a number.
Are you talking about on our mailing list or talking about paid members?
No, membership, yeah.
Again, if you're talking about a mailing list of members, is I think about 7,000 or 9,000 from my past recollection in the past couple of weeks. I don't have it. The policy has been that if we wanted to communicate with the members, that whatever it was that the board or staff wanted to send to them, write that up, be it a solicitation letter or question or whatever information, forward that to the staff, and the staff would send it out. We have not and do not give out the mailing and contact list.
Okay, that's interesting. But what I was asking is, with the new system, I forgot what it's called, that KPFT is using, I imagine that we'd be able to know about how many members we have right now.
And I'm define what you mean by members. Are you talking about people with a radio show or people that are on our mailing list?
No, people who have current status as membership, like they've paid their $25 within the last year.
Oh, okay.
In March, I think you gave us a number like 3,700, around that much. So I just wondered if you had a more recent number.
No, I don't have a more recent number. I can put that on my list of things to do and request from Robin. Robin would probably have that. I don't think that there's been any substantive change in the number of people who are paid members. So I think
Robin is on this call.
Oh, okay, Robin. Can you
hi, Robin.
Yeah, hi. Current numbers is 3,400 people, paid members.
Okay.
$25 within the last year.
This is Deb. I'm on.
Hi, Deb.
Nancy, did you have a follow-up question? Did that address your question?
Yeah, that addressed my question. Can I have one more question, Teresa?
Go ahead.
Okay. Usually the LSB used to get, this is a long time ago, used to get the daily fund drive totals, and we haven't gotten them. I mean, I haven't gotten them since 2014, and I really would like to know if we could have that. And or, the whole thing's over now, but, I mean, if we could be able to see which shows and how much each show is doing.
That's actually, that's interesting. I added the LSB address to the list that I send that to, and it doesn't, I suspect that for some reason it rejects that kind of multi-sender address. But anyway.
Could you
send a copy that I have.
Okay. And could you send it to our, if it would it make a difference if you just emailed a copy or put in our, in the two line, all our individual emails or whatever way is easiest for you, but I really would like to see that thing.
I can forward that to the LSB at kpft.org address, and I'll fire up my computer. I'll do that in a few minutes.
But you just said that you've already done that, and then we didn't get it.
I send that through MailChimp, and I'm just speculating that MailChimp doesn't want to send to a repeater. You know, it's like individual email addresses all up and down the line. So I will just send that to LSB from my Robin email address, not from MailChimp.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get it, I'll let you know that I got it.
All right.
Right. This is Venetia. What is your email address? What is your email address?
It's robin@kpft.org.
Okay. And you're the one that's handling fundraising?
I suppose I am. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa, we hear you. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm on my landline and I can't tell when I'm on mute. So I just go toggle back and forth until I hear somebody acknowledge me. Judon, I am concerned. When I was in the finance committee meeting, I think 3 months ago, I asked about some repairs that Jack Valinsky had authorized, and it was the replacement of a furnace. And at the time, they said we had a mold issue, and I believe he paid a couple thousand dollars extra money to have the ventilation cleaned out and something put in that to address the mold issue. So is there a new report that we have mold? Because I thought it had been addressed. And if we paid all this money and it's not fixing it, and that did not fix the mold, then we should go back to that contractor that replaced the furnace and supposedly addressed the issue of mold in the building. So is there a new report on the mold?
Robin, do you know anything about this previous issue?
I remember being told, I think by Bobby, that someone had come through and cleaned out the air duct. And when was that? Yeah, it was when Jack Valinsky was around. I can't tell you exactly when.
Well, last October.
Maybe so.
Yeah, it was October, November when it was getting cold because we had a furnace that went out at the time.
Yeah. So, but that is about all that I know about treating mold in the station.
So this is the first I've heard about it. I don't know anything about it. What we can do, Robin, if you'll help me, I'll craft an email inquiry to Bobby because he would be the one to manage that and see what the status of that was or is. And when we get a response back from Bobby, I'll let the board members know. And we'll see where we are. But the bottom line is we have a current mold issue, whatever and however should have or was addressed before.
Can you tell me who specifically said, you know, professionally that we have a mold problem? I mean, I know that we have a basement in the building, and that's highly unusual because this city is at sea level, but we don't use that basement. And I also heard someone, one of our directors on a national finance committee, make a statement about us having asbestos, and I think that was just in error. I mean, to my knowledge, we don't have any asbestos, and I don't know whether she was confusing mold with asbestos, but if there is to go around in public and say we have a mold issue, if we don't have some official report saying that that is an issue, I think it discredits KPFT, and I am very concerned about that we not just run around saying we have a problem that we don't have.
Okay, so I don't discuss KPFT business with anybody but KPFT. So discuss any of these issues that we're discussing, in my mind, should not be being discussed with anybody but staff and board members. So that's kind of where I am on that. I don't know of anybody doing that. This is the first time I've heard that.
But you said that one of the reasons why we were not going back into the building was that we had a mold issue, and I'd like to know if we have some official report saying that there's a mold issue or whether it's just somebody's opinion.
It was Bobby Modad who raised the mold issue with me. How he came to it and the history of it, I don't know. I'll have to get back with Bobby, but I don't think it's just somebody's opinion.
Does he have some professional credential in that area?
Excuse me. The building smells like mold. I think it's the carpet. And it's bothered my throat before. And, you know, I think we should move on. I don't think we should be. I mean, we need more information, granted. But there's no doubt in my mind that there's a mold issue. And it's that nasty old carpet.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line. And I think we can move the agenda. I will get with Bobby, and we'll get a professional person who deals with mold to come in, do an assessment, give us an evaluation of how much it may cost to deal with it, and report back to the board.
Well, we might want to check to see what was done and paid for last November before we call in somebody who will be very eager to take our money to address the mold issue that might have already been addressed last fall.
Yeah, and I'm happy to do that, and we can do that when Markeisha is back, and that'll be a week or so. In the meantime, it doesn't hurt to get a second opinion. We won't spend any money, significant money particularly, until we get this second opinion in and see what we're talking about. It may not be that big a financial issue. Better be safe than not when we're talking about folks' health. But we'll email Markeisha and see where we've spent some money or not spent some money and get a second opinion on mold and report back to the board.
Okay, great. Did anybody else have a question for Judon. I did have another question about grants. How are you coming along with grants, Judon? Because I know that when you took when you started last December, you said you had several ideas for grants, and I'm wondering if the ones that you applied for, you know, maybe in January and February, have any of them come to fruition?
No, no, I have not applied or submitted any applications for a grant. The way our 501c3 is structured, KPFT does not have an independent nonprofit status. So any grants that KPFT would like to apply for have to be submitted by Pacifica, which is the nonprofit entity of record. And we would have to have an understanding that if any money was generated from a application that was submitted for a grant by KPFT, that the money would come to KPFT. So the controlling factor is Pacifica. And, of course, Pacifica has had their financial issues also. So we've not addressed that anymore as of yet. I have written that down on my list of things to address with Pacifica.
I think Andrea Katz in New York City has been applying for many grants and had received some. The only there was a glitch when she actually applied for the CARE money, the stimulus money. At the same time, National Office, she used the National Office identification number, and she applied for WBAI at the same time that that our IED was applying for all of Pacifica, and that may or may not have caused a problem. But I don't think there's a problem with us applying for grants as long as they are run by our IED. So as long as we don't have any conflicts.
So let me try to address this so that it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
KPFT does not have an independent nonprofit legal status.
Mm-hmm.
Pacifica has nonprofit legal status. So any grants that require a 501c3 status letter, whatever, has to be done through Pacifica. There was some issue with what happened with New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused some tension, conflict, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They worked it out, and a grant was submitted. It was incomplete or inadequate, whatever. It was rejected. Those deficiencies were corrected, and the grant was resubmitted, and there was no award. So New York did not get any grant money. But I have added that to my list of things to talk with the IED to about.
Okay. I do want to remind the board members here. One of our local board members has stated that we need to start a fundraising committee. Had you heard that, Robin, or had you heard that, anybody? That KPFT needs to start a fundraising committee?
Not from anyone associated with KPFT. We kind of thought that what this committee was.
Yes, I just want to remind people that KPFT development is in a major way. Our intention is to raise money. And the second component is outreach, and I think they go hand in hand. So I'm encouraging all of our local station board members to be involved in some way with fundraising, but this is where the fundraising projects get started and are run through our staff, many of them. Some individual programmers plan things, like Karen, Susan Darrow's Songs from Home event, and some of the things that Hank Lam have done, but this is the place to do fundraising. Robin, have you checked to see if we have had any vehicles donated lately?
Isn't that the last
one I saw was almost a month ago.
Okay.
And the checks come about once a month.
So
they come to the Markeisha now.
Okay.